Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. Tomorrow begins the most important week of the Christian calendar as we celebrate Palm Sunday and then look forward to Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and of course, Easter Sunday. And all this month, we have been encouraging parents to play the primary role in leading their kids to Christ. And we trust that some of these important conversations that we've been having have been happening in your homes as well. And Scott Phillips is back with us again this week. And Scott, last week you mentioned that sometimes as parents, we have conversations about faith with our kids, and it becomes apparent that perhaps the child isn't quite ready to make that important decision to follow Jesus. So what are some thoughts that you could share for those parents?
Well, as hard as it may be, we need to avoid being frustrated with them. This is a big deal. I'm not downplaying it, but some kids may just be too young to really understand what happened on Good Friday and then on Easter Sunday and how it impacts them today.
And it also might be hard for many adults to understand this as well.
Absolutely.
I think that it can be hard, particularly for small children, to make the connection that what happened during Holy Week is more than just a really good story with a happy ending.
Right. My kids read lots of stories, and it can be easy for this one to get intertwined with all the others. And they need to understand that the story of the cross and then of the empty tomb, it's not fiction. It happened, and it changed the world.
It sure did, and aren't we glad for that?
Yes, sir.
Well, Scott, what are some other thoughts that we could share with parents about this?
Well, I think we need to watch what we say if our kids give us that indication they're just not ready to accept Jesus yet. If we say things like, well, I guess you're just not old enough, or someday you'll understand, it can belittle them a little bit, and frankly, it can turn them off. And we want to make sure we don't become upset with them. Again, I know this is a big deal. It's the biggest decision they're going to make, but this is a process. That's what we've been calling it, and it may take several conversations with them. It may even take more than that.
And it's also to note that it's not like an interview,
right?
Where you get one shot at the job, and if you don't say the right things or have the right qualifications, you're not going to get the job.
Yes.
I believe that God is ready to accept our kids at any time. So as parents, I guess we want to constantly be looking for opportunities, those teachable moments to get them thinking about what's going to happen to them eternally.
Sure, and we can use world events like what's happening in Japan right now and the aftermath of the tsunami, or personal events such as when a relative, a neighbor, or some loved one would die, and we can talk to them about it then. There are just so many opportunities. We just need to take the time to take advantage of them.
And Scott, if we feel our kids are ready to make a decision for Christ, how can we as parents walk them through this process?
Hey, it's as easy as using our ABCs, Cap.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to expand a little bit more on that one.
Well, sure. A stands for admitting that you are a sinner and cannot get into heaven by yourself. Well, one illustration that parents could use would be it's like trying to jump to the moon. Mm-hmm. Cap, you may be able to jump higher than me, but neither one of us are going to get very close.
You haven't seen me jump lately.
Oh, well.
So then I imagine that B then stands for believing.
Right. Once we admit that we are a sinner, we need to believe that Jesus was the Son of God and that he died, was buried, and he rose again for us. So believing is the only way to get into heaven.
Well, this is all making sense so far. So what's the C stand for?
Well, it's the last step and the important step, and that's calling on Jesus to save us and inviting him into our lives as Savior. Whether they repeat an already written prayer or they just speak to Jesus on their own, when we're there and our kids accepting Jesus, boy, I can't think of a bigger thrill than that as a parent.
And Scott, next week I guess we'll talk more about that prayer as we begin to celebrate the whole Easter season. And remember, you can always get caught up on our series by listening to the show again out on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. We'll also have the link there to our blog, which kind of overviews a little bit about what we're talking about on that website as well. But we want to take an opportunity also to mention our upcoming Fan the Flame date night that's going to happen on May 12th at the Eden Resort. Check out our website, pebblesoftruth.com, for more information on that. So until next week, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.